Nigel, team news. How we're looking. Let's run through some names. Let's start with Mark Howard. How's he doing?
Yeah, he's coming on well. Not sure if he'll be okay for this Saturday, but we're hoping for, if not, Tuesday or Saturday the week after.
Has that been a lengthier layoff than you thought?
Yeah, it's just backs, you know. You're never quite sure with them. It's how they settle down. And one, he can do a little bit of training, and then you know, he sits down again or something, it seizes back up, wakes up the next morning. So you've just got to wait till that process is done with, and he's totally comfortable with it. You know, he wasn't really comfortable about a few days before, probably a week before he did it. You go back to the kick at Gillingham, out of his hands, you know, you could tell then there was maybe something a little bit wrong, because he's usually a brilliant kicker of the ball, and he didn't quite get through that one.
And obviously, Ian Turner has been in the side, had a good couple of games, but you were quite critical of him in the last game.
Yeah, he made mistakes, certainly one. We were hoping he would get the first one as well, but he's been brilliant apart from that. But that's the way it goes when sometimes the mistakes have been spread throughout the team. It was his turn on Saturday, and that's what's costing us games at the moment.
Terry Kennedy, how's he coming on?
Yeah, again, exactly as we thought at this stage. Probably a couple more weeks, something like that. You know, it was probably a 4-week injury that he did. So it's 2 weeks downtime and strengthening his knee with weights. And then he'll be up and running hopefully next week with a view towards the end of the month.
Because he's someone who was really kicking on as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's another reason we've missed him. You know, I think when he's played defensively, we've looked a little bit more solid. So we miss him when he's not there. He's a proper centre-half. And you do miss him when he's not available.
Ryan Flynn, he's the next one.
Yeah, Ryan's doing some work. Not sure if he'll be okay for Saturday. We're hoping so, but might be a little bit too soon. But we'll give him up till training on Friday, see how he is.
And again, he's a key player for you, someone you must be so tempted to throw in, but you can't take that gamble, can you?
No, that's it. You know, we're pleased in lots of ways that it wasn't, his hamstring didn't go totally in the Peterborough game. And we thought for a minute we were faced with losing him 4 to 6 weeks, but it's not that bad. It's more of a sort of cramping issue and a sort of muscle issue. So we don't want to rush him back and then risk that sort of being out for the rest of the season.
Stefan Skugel as well, how's he coming on now? It's been a while for him.
He's coming on very well. He's out there now doing some running. He's stepping it up. I think next week he'll be joining in. So it'll be a case of getting him under 21 weeks training, under 21 game, and then hopefully back available.
Because again, we could keep saying this, but he was a key figure for you, wasn't he? He was just starting to find a little bit of a pattern of form and starting to impose himself.
Yeah, we don't really try and make excuses, but there's little mitigating factors to why we haven't won in the last couple of games. And you get away with it for so long, you know, and then little sort of cracks creep in and, you know, mistakes are made and stuff, and if you had the others available then maybe they wouldn't make these mistakes, but I say no excuses, the squad's there for a reason and we have to do better.
Jason Holt as well, how's he?
Yeah, he's coming on, we're hoping he'll train towards the end of the week. It's a difficult one because you don't want to push them back too soon and then risk losing them, but his ankle's been quite uncomfortable, so every time he's tried to do something on it he's been restricted, as in the last game he tried to play. So once again, we're hopeful for Saturday, if not Tuesday.
So it sounds as though probably none of them likely to be risked at the weekend, if I was reading between the lines.
Well, yeah, it'll depend. It'll go, I'd say, to see who can train on Friday. We've got to balance that against. We need a result on Saturday, so we need to get a team out there to achieve that.
And we know that Chris Basham's suspended for 2 games as well now. How do you fill the gap in the back line then with these problems that you've got?
We've got a couple of options at centre-half. We've got John Brayford, or we've got Craig Alcock. You know, and Kieran Freeman is another one, so we've got 5 defenders available. Jamie Keverley's shoulder's gone back in and is healing nicely. He won't be risked training-wise until Friday, so we're hoping he's okay as well. So a couple of options for back there.
Is it times like this when you think about loaning out players such as Harrison McGahey and you think he could have been available for you?
Yeah, he could have been. There's a chance we're going to bring Harrison back anyway as defensive cover. I think we can do it after Saturday. That's when his 28 days is up, so we're probably going to do that anyway this week.
Would you have preferred him to stay out, though, and try and get more game time?
Ideally, but our needs come first, and if we need him as cover, we're quite happy if we've got the 5 available and it is either John or Craig at centre-half. I'm quite happy with one of those 2 options. They're both good in that position. But just giving us a little bit more covering probably until Terry Kennedy's fit.
Have you kept in touch with how Harrison McGahey's been doing at Tranmere as well? I've read some mixed reports about how he's been doing on that.
Yeah, I think he's possibly been at fault for a couple of goals, you know, and they're in a position similar to ourselves when we can't afford mistakes. So that's the sort of experience, and we don't want to cost anybody any goals, but that's the sort of experience he needs.
Another name as well, which I know you were spoken to by Andy at the weekend, Neil Collins. How's he injury-wise? How far off is he?
He's just started training, I think, last Friday, Saturday. So he's done two or three sessions now. So he'll have a good week's training under his belt with a view to playing in the under-21s next week.
Right, OK. And then he could feature for you? You've got no problems with throwing him into the side?
No, if we think he's worthy of a place and better. But obviously, got to be careful, because the last couple of games he played, I think we conceded five at Swindon and three at Chesterfield. And since the three at Chesterfield, we haven't conceded three in a league game since that time.
Has he been looking like he could push his way into your side with what he's been doing in training? Has he impressed you enough?
Well, he's been injured for 3 months, so we've only seen him literally. Well, he's been training with the young lads. We haven't done much training since Saturday, so he's been with them. But it's, you know, you've been out 3 months. It's going to be a big step up to come back into the first team with 12 games to go when you've missed that much football.
But there is a chance for him to possibly come back, and if he impresses you, get into the side?
Well, we don't rule anybody out, but at the moment there's players ahead of him, certainly in that position.
Jamal Campbell-Rice as well, lots of people tweeting me about him and saying you've maybe missed someone with that kind of creativity, that spark that could come off of the bench.
Well, he wasn't showing that in the last few games before he went out on loan. The crowd were, I think, angling to get him brought off the last few games we played him and weren't happy with his performances, so that's turned around. But no, Bedcham's best where he is at the moment playing. We're okay in the outside right position. As soon as Ryan Flynn's fit, which will be this weekend or just after, we'll be okay. But we can't bring him back for 28 days minimum anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say the option will be there, though, won't it, after those 28 days?
After those 28 days. So we'll see who's fit, if Skugel's fit and Flynn's fit and how we're doing at that point.
Listening to your interview after the game at the weekend, it's probably the most despondent I've heard you.
Just because it's mistakes. You know, we've made mistakes. Either you go back to our last three home games, and Jose getting sent off cost us 2 points against Coventry. We made mistakes later on against Peterborough, although I think going down effectively at 10 men for the last 10 minutes of the game didn't help. We conceded two poor goals on Saturday, got back into the game. I thought we had a shout for at least one penalty, maybe two. Certainly the one on Matty Doan is a stonewaller. But you can't keep making mistakes. Watched Arsenal v Manchester United, which was a great cup tie Monday night, ultimately decided by a mistake. Watched Real Madrid's goalkeeper chuck two in last night. It happens at all levels. And the teams that make the least mistakes will be the most successful. And I would hazard a guess that Bristol City and Preston have made the least mistakes this season in our league.
How do you balance up being critical of those players and still putting that arm around and supporting them? Because you were quite critical, as I mentioned, at the weekend. How do you go about kind of having that balance where you're not knocking their confidence by coming out publicly and criticising them?
Well, I didn't think it was criticism. It was just pointing out that they made them, you know, Ian Turner is an experienced goalkeeper. There's no point in us saying, yeah, Ian played well today, because he's then going to go the other way and go, just a minute, he's talking absolute rubbish to us. I think they'd rather us be honest with them in the dressing room and outside the dressing room. I don't think we were too publicly critical. If players make mistakes, everybody, we've got 18,500 people plus everybody who sees them on television sees those mistakes. So there's no point in us trying to cover those up.
So how have they been this week then? How have the lads been?
They've been good. They went out to Cheltenham for a day yesterday, which was good. A good trip, came at a good time. That had been booked in a few weeks. So hoping that'll be good for morale. And it doesn't matter now, even from Saturday. What's happened in the previous 30-odd games is totally irrelevant now. We've got 12 games of the season left, hopefully 15. And all that matters is we get in the playoffs and try and get promoted. That's it now. Nothing else. If Ian's made mistakes or anybody else has, it doesn't matter now.
Trips like those to Cheltenham, do you think they're important then? Team morale, do you think that's a big factor of what you need for this final push?
Absolutely vital. And you know, they go there, they go down and relax and everything. Because, you know, everybody gets despondent when you lose games. So it's important that we try and keep the spirits up, keep the heads up. We've had some, you know, we were on a 6-game unbeaten run before the loss in the last few minutes against Peterborough. But sometimes if you listen to those around, then it's all doom and gloom and we're finished as a team. We're far from that. We're still in good shape.
I was quite surprised by something you said the other day as well, when you said if you'd have been offered this position at the start of the season, you'd have probably taken it right now.
Yeah, I would have done, yeah. Yeah, to be in the top six, 3 points in with the game in hand, we would have done, yes. We said at the start of the season, but people were throwing favourites at us and all this. We never thought we were. We didn't have a good enough squad in place. We maybe have now in January after the thing. Season's 5 months on. That's nobody's fault. We couldn't get the players we wanted. Could have got Chris O'Grady in the summer, but the deal that Brighton put on the table was incredible, very prohibitive for a League One club for us to match that. Apart from that, there's not too much more we could have done in the summer at that time to get the players that we wanted. So we knew we weren't quite ready as a squad. So therefore, to come from, we mentioned, second from bottom in February to top six with 12 games to go, yeah, I think we'd have taken it.
So you feel, Chris O'Grady aside, you've managed to put together the squad that roughly you were hoping for?
Yeah, we lost Harry. That was the biggest thing, which, you know, at the start of the season, we struggled a little bit at centre-halves, although, you know, if teams aren't cutting us to pieces and creating 10 and 20 chances against us, they're having the odd shot. I don't know how many Fleetwood had Saturday, but they only had a few. Crawley had two in the game. Peterborough didn't have too many, and yet they're all scoring goals against us. But, you know, we started the season with Harry, Neil Collins and Andy Butler as our three centre-halves, we were hoping. And as we've gone on, none of them in the team at the moment. Two are not at the club, so we've had to adapt as we've gone along with that. But I think we're in a better shape squad-wise when the players get fit than we were at the start of the season.
Is the top two gone now, do you think?
Looking likely, if we look realistically. I think the form that they're in as well, as much as anything. You know, you can't see Bristol City slipping up. I think that one's gone. And Preston winning all the games in February. We had a great run in February as well, but they actually... five wins on the spin. You don't see them slipping up, but we've still got to keep trying.
And you don't have that game in hand on Preston either. They've played 34, haven't they?
Yeah, that's it. You can still make some ground up, but they would have to have a serious slip up no matter what we do. And I think that's as unlikely as anything. I think they're a good squad that, you know, they've been put together over the last few seasons. I think they're a very, very strong squad.
So Scunthorpe, what do you make to them then this weekend?
I think Mark Robbins came in and has made them very difficult to beat. You know, they haven't lost too many games. And once again, it'll be one of the biggest games of the season with us going there with our supporters. So another very hard League One game. You look through the whole league, we've got Yeovil again in a few weeks, bottom of the league. We haven't had an easy one yet.
Do you think it's away comforts, though, at the moment in time? You're unbeaten in four away from home. I know you said a couple of the teenage lads struggle when you're bringing them off of the bench at home. Do you think it's possibly the away form that's keeping you right in there now?
Yeah, I don't think... it doesn't matter where you pick your points up. Normally, we would pick them up at Bramall Lane. But things haven't gone our way in the last three games there. So we'll take them on the road if we have to. I think the performances at Notts County and Rochdale and the way we controlled the game at Crawley, although we didn't win, have been very encouraging.
And you're playing Scunthorpe twice as well in the next 2 months now, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Strange how the fixture worked out with the cup cancellations. But so it's important to put a marker down, I think, in the first game.
And important to put this little mini blip, you could say, behind you.
Yeah, I don't think we've lost two games on the spin very often this season, league games. So we certainly shouldn't have lost the last two. So it's important not to lose Saturday.